driving it like he stole it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
All right, welcome back to it. Welcome back to it on a Monday. You know, I am always amazed at the cost of new vehicles. Aren't you? I mean, a long time ago, I passed the cost of my first house by a vehicle I had purchased. And you wonder why are cars so expensive, but they are. And that's the way it is, except that my next guest says that Donald Trump, the president, trying to roll back some of these antiquated ideas that are costing you when you try to buy a new car. Lauren Fix here, the car coach. Lauren, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good to have you here. So when you look at rising prices that you say are tied in part to unnecessary regulations, and you say we can change this, do tell what you're talking about.
Well, we're talking about corporate average fuel economy. You did hear about it for a while. There's been so much other news sort of suffocating this, and unfortunately things like that happen. And then unfortunate situations of corporate average fuel economy sneak through in the back door. So what does that mean? So currently, a car company produces cars. They have to build cars, and on average, they have to be around 34.5 miles a gallon. But during the Obama administration, President Obama decided, no, we want everyone to have electric vehicles, and so we're going to raise that to over 50 miles to the gallon. And in order for a car company to do that, and you think about it, the average car on the road costs about $35,000 today, and the average fuel economy is around 38 miles to the gallon. And you're thinking, wow, how are we going to get to 50? Sure, it's possible. If you want to drive a Prius, or you're forced to buy an electric vehicle, or a plug-in hybrid.
Which is not what people want. People want, let's be honest, the reason the most vehicle companies, car companies, are switching over to SUVs, people want big SUVs. The bigger, the better, the more, the merrier, right? I mean, that's where we are.
60% of the sales are crossovers and SUVs. And the reason for that is we want our storage. We have bigger families. This is not, you know, we're not having one or two children. Typically, when you go places, if you want to carpool or bring other people's kids for the convenience of everyone. But when you do that, you need a bigger vehicle. You can't put seven people into a car. So therefore, you move to SUVs, and that's what people want. They want the ride of a car and the utility of a truck. And so you get that both with SUVs. Now, the interesting thing is, because of that, you can buy a hybrid SUV, but they're a lot more expensive, and they take about 7 years to recoup the difference. So why would you do that? Typically, people don't want to spend more on cars. They want to buy what they want and get the best or reasonable price, and that's why you're looking at the average price of cars being around $35,000. So what's going on now is the corporate average fuel economy, in order for them to elevate this, was part of President Obama's his efforts to make us have electric vehicles, which we don't want. But you can tell by the sales, less than 2%.
Well, you know, here's an interesting thing. You note here that the average car is a record 12 years old on the road today. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You know, it's interesting because when I grew up here in Michigan, you know, I used to see a lot of hoopties, a lot of rust buckets rolling around. Cars must be built better today when it comes to rust and corrosion, because I don't see rusted out cars the way you did when I was a kid. I mean, there were rusted out cars that were like unsafe at any speed. So the car companies, the car companies must be doing a much better job. Is that fair?
That is true. As a matter of fact, I'm from Michigan originally as well. And we know what rust buckets are. We've all seen them, you know, usually called your winter ride. Because you have your better car for the summer. But what's happened is that they're made of a lot of aluminum. They're made of lighter materials to make them even lighter, so that the less propulsion, less energy taken to push them forward gives them better fuel economy, more aluminum engines, more a lot of technology, which is expensive. But if we were to try to make 50 miles to the gallon or increase that corporate average fuel economy amongst manufacturers, that makes the cars lighter. Now, there is cool things when you use aluminum. Yes, that's where you're not seeing as much rust. Or using plastic components, because which happens to be made of crude oil, by the way.
Right, petroleum products, right.
Crude oil.
Yeah. Way to point that way. You're exactly right. So, all right. So how do we, you know, finally drag out and get rid of these standards? I mean, this takes us all the way back to the Arab oil embargo, which many listeners can remember, but many cannot, back in 1973, 74. Back to the Carter administration that followed in 1977 that dragged us into the depths of these, you know, we had to have fuel-efficient cars, which brings us to a bunch of cars that were built in America that most American manufacturers would love to forget we ever made, because they were an awful period of American manufacturing and automobiles when the Japanese and the Germans were eating our lunch. So how do we get past this relic?
Well, one of the things that President Trump is doing is he wants to remove that 50 miles to the gallon and hold firm at where we are right now, allowing manufacturers to make safe cars, cars that make the fuel economy numbers that currently meet the standards, because if they don't, they're fined by the EPA. Where do you think they're getting their money from? They're raising the price of cars, and then they're making them lighter, which makes them more expensive and less safe. And so, of course, that raises the price of cars. But the less safe part is the part that really worries me. I mean, if you're keeping your car, great. But if they're less safe on the road, whether you're part of somebody else's accident, you're talking about potential deaths. And this is not good. This is not what our goal is. So the other part of it is, why make cars more expensive? And then why are we buying EVs? Because we've talked about this in the past. We're shoving electric vehicles down people's throats by incentivizing the heck out of them. So now that you do that, what happens is now we're not looking past our tip of our nose. Electric vehicles have batteries that are not recyclable. What's going to happen then?
Well, you know, and that is
an environmental problem.
You know, you talk about the battery packs that are in the Prius and so forth. They have a lifespan of well under 100,000 miles. They're not replaceable, so they get torn out of there, and they're sent to the landfill, I suppose, but they have heavy metals and all sorts of poisons and compounds that are dangerous to humans and animals.
Correct.
And how is that the future?
Well, it isn't. It doesn't, because all these people that are thinking, I want to be greener, are thinking, I'll buy an electric vehicle, I won't be using fossil fuel. Well, first off, fossil fuels are in everything. They're in the water bottle you drink, the clothes you wear. They're in those cool-styled headlights, the cool-styled panels in your car. They're part of your interior. It's everywhere. So you're not going to be able to walk away from it. So, okay, we're going to go to electric vehicles. So instead of being beholden to the Middle East, where we have communications with, we're going to be beholden to China, who is not our friend, because they own all the mines for cobalt, lithium, and neodymium, which are the three basic materials that are used when they build these battery cars.
Right. So therefore, we're
short-sighted.
I agree with you, Lauren. Lauren Fix, you're the car coach, nationally recognized. Where do we go from here? Give me an idea of where we should go from here. Give us a roadmap.
Well, right now, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the EPA are looking at all the possibilities, and we want you to contact your representatives and say you support NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and we want to keep those fuel economy numbers lower. It makes cars reasonable. And then people are thinking, well, it's not greener. Again, we don't want to go the wrong direction, which is where we're going if we continue this path. But I think what happens is bureaucrats are all funded by different departments. So you've got all these politicians that are making money from different avenues. We have to take this BS, pardon my expression, out of it, and we really need to do what you want. You vote these people in office, and they need to be doing what you are asking for. You want cars that are reasonable, and you want them to be safe. You want to put your kids on the road in unsafe vehicles in order to make some fuel economy number that makes no rhyme or reason, that doesn't make a difference. Consumers in the free market should be determining the factors and what types of cars are available for purchase, not government regulators.
All right, there you go. When we come back, we're going to talk more about energy. Lauren Fix, greatly appreciate that, the car coach. Talk again soon. And when we come back, more about the fight to save aging coal and nuclear plants that our next guest will tell you is unnecessary. We'll find out what we feel about that, what we think about that. In just a moment, it's Monday on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too. Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com. 517tax.com or 269tax.com or 906tax.com. Get a fresh start today.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. Great Lakes.